Well, I'm suitably coffeeed up, and I'm hoping that I can get this puppy put to bed before 2016 gets much older. Everyone seems to release outtakes or B-side recordings, even in the world of podcasting, so why not SadPod? This is our beta pod, so named because it was a test run that we never intended for release. We'd been going a little over 3 weeks at this time, and we set about to see if we could make a recording, and if not, to find out what made it go pear-shaped. It's difficult to tell from the pod, since it's edited from personal audio, but Skyping was horrible, and it really affected the flow. More often than not, people couldn't hear one another, and the call completely dropped at one point, which you'll hear if you listen to the recording. Still, we persevered, and the podcast was made. And once it was edited, it kind of sounds pretty good. Now, the topic's a bit off the wall. We were discussing for or against traveling forwards or backwards in time. Now, it's not intended to be taken seriously. The purpose was just to get people to open up and to test their equipment. You see, at this point, we didn't really know one another, except for a couple of Skype conference calls, and we were having a lot of trouble recognizing one another's voices. Now, there are errors. In the opening alone, I fluffed my own name, where I lived, and I made Manny McGraw the proud owner of the Greek Dad Show instead of the Geek Dad Show. Also, a little later, I stated that the US entered World War I in 1918 instead of the correct 1917. But then if you're here for historical accuracy or carefully researched opinion, you're probably going to be disappointed. So with that in mind, I present to you our first attempt at a podcast. Enjoy it in all its ridiculousness.
Sad Pod, Beta Pod, Friday the 23rd of October 2015.
This is it. This is the answer. It says here that a bolt of lightning is going to strike the clock tower precisely 10:04 p.m. next Saturday night. If we could somehow harness this lightning, channel it into the flux capacitor, it just might work. Next Saturday night, we're sending you back to the future.
Okay, welcome to Sad Pod, where stay-at-home dads talk about their happy, sad lives. It's Friday, October 23rd, 2015, on our first 0.0 beta pod. I'm your host, David McPhee, speaking from sunny Palm Beach, Florida. My colorful cast of stay-at-home dads today includes Danny Mercer, a YouTube gamer dad from Stantham, Georgia.
Howdy, folks.
Hang on a second, mate. His handle is Al Stays Home. His wife's a cop, so be careful. Anything you say can be used in evidence against you. Danny, say hello to the crowd.
Howdy, folks.
We've Brett Rogers, a dad of two from London up in the Great White North. Brett's one of our three trophy dads who belong to doctors. He powers his Windows 8 laptop on baby seal tears. Say hello, Brett.
Yeah, hello, hello. Give me a grab my club.
Now we've got Craig Levine, a stay-at-home dad from South Florida. He's got three kids. He's another dad with a doc. Craig practices realty between his dad duties and listening to the Grateful Dead. Let us know where you are, Craig.
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here in Palm Beach, Florida.
To the show's experienced podcaster, dad of three, Maddie McGraw, an Indiana native transplanted to North Cal. Maddie also runs a Greek Dad podcast about fatherhood in the digital age. Look at it from the show notes. Step up to the mic, Maddie.
Howdy, everybody.
And we've got a dad of two young boys, Trevor Mulligan, out of LA in Southern California. We're not looking for a daughter, Narnia. He's also into photography and snowboarding. Identify yourself, Trevor.
Hello. Thanks for having me, guys. Glad I could be a part of this.
Now, also, we've got Brandon Ashby, a dad of two out of Fredericksburg, Virginia. Brandon, a social worker, entrepreneur who runs his own beauty consultant business, I think, which will explain why he's 80, but he only looks 20. Please say hello, Brandon.
Howdy, fellas.
And also we have Michael Madsen. I didn't get a chance to get a bio up for Michael, but it's classified due to his level in the CIA. Rest assured, when he's not playing Jason Bourne, he's an ordinary stay-at-home dad in charge of poo. Say hello there, Michael.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Okay, our topic for this evening, fellas, that their pleasantries are aside, it's a throwaway one. It's just so that we can actually learn the process, and it's a bit of a hypothetical. It will be much different from the real-world stuff we'll be discussing in the future. So, hello, stay-at-home dads. This is the scenario. You're all at Caltech wandering around because Danny said he knew where there was free Wi-Fi. You end up lost in the building where you feel a tremor. In haste, you go into a room where there are no windows and the only door is the one that you came in. It slams behind you and it seems to be connected to a blaring alarm and it locks. It won't open. It's an odd place, completely empty of everything but what looks like a futuristic table. Affixed to the table is enough seating for you all with an LCD monitor. It has a central gear lever and a book. Craig walks over, he picks it up, and he reads the title, Tesla's Electric Time Machine, a Prototype. It's the operating manual, Cliff Notes edition, sponsored by Monsanto. He notes that it's only 3 pages and they're largely illustrations. This puppy looks like it's easy to operate. However, there's an additional handwritten note inside that says the machine is malfunctioning. Gears, once engaged, can only move forward a time or backwards without a complete gearbox rebuild. Further, the tuner only lets you choose time increments of 20 years. Interesting, says Maddie, but who cares? Let's get out of here. But it's that point you smell smoke. The door's getting hot. There's a fire. Sturdy as the door is, it doesn't have long before you're going to suffocate. Maybe an hour. You have to make a decision. So, fellas, do you go ahead in time or do you go back in time? Since you're all together in this, it's your job to convince the group. And also, how many years do you go? Hurry up. The room's getting a little toasty, guys. Danny, what do you do?
Nice, nice topic. We go to the future. The past is the past. It's been, it's done. There's no need for us to go there. All the things you think you could do in the past, you're not going to be able to. We go to the future because that's where, one, robots will be doing all the manual labor. Medicine and technology will reach a point where you can actually regenerate limbs, heart, kidneys, whatever you need. We will be sitting pretty, high on the hog, eating whatever we want, and just relaxing and spending the day having a beer, maybe a cigar, and watching our grandkids grow up.
Now, is that a convincing argument to you, Brett? What do you think about that, mate?
I'm going back in time, man. I already know to buy my Apple stock, my Microsoft stock. I know when the crashes are going to be. I say we go back, make a ton of cash, and then instead of being stay-at-home dads, we just hire a bunch of people to do that work for us.
Okay, Craig, do you agree with that? You know, you've got pros and against this, mate. What's the story?
I'll tell you, I can agree with both, and I'm really torn. So I'm open to either possibility. My biggest question is, I presumably we would stay the same age. Is that correct? Nobody knows. It's not in the manual, right?
You would still be the same.
I would assume so. With time travel, we're just going to stay the same age as everything else is going to.
It is a craft. You're not going to travel in your mind. It is a craft. You will be going back in time in a machine. So there are going to be two of you when you go back. Does that make sense? Back to the future
yes.
style.
Yes.
Okay, Maddie, you're up. What do you think, mate?
Well, I'm going to have to say ahead in time, because if anything that I've learned from watching sci-fi movies, going back in time always causes catastrophe for your first timeline. So I'm going to have to argue that we go forward and we're going to have to go at least 60 years so that we don't run into ourselves and hopefully not our kids. Then I'm up with the Brett and the futuristic technology and making our lives better. So I have to argue for going forward.
Okay, Trevor.
I actually have to go back. I totally hear what they're saying with going forward, but I think if we went back with the knowledge that we have now, not even to get rich, because even if you bought the stock in Apple, I don't think it's going to sustain or a future, you know, it's going to be like a parallel type future. And I don't think we would be able to get rich from knowing what we know with that. But I think if we could take the knowledge that we have now and go back and share it with our family and our friends, we might actually have the power to change the way society even views dads or the way we view each other. You know, I think there's a lot more power with that and the knowledge that we have as we've grown into this position. I say go back and let's change the world as we know it. So it's still me, but that was kind of my closer. But I think we would have more power to benefit not only us, but our kids and our kids' kids by going into the past.
All right. So I say we go forward. I mean, why would you look back? You're always going to keep looking forward and the future is bright and we have all the, I mean, dads are becoming more and more the ones staying home and we just need to just keep looking to the future. I mean, looking in the past, you know what I mean? You can't change it. is you can change your future, so you always got to look forward, make changes.
And I have to agree with you. Go forward. But I think, Matt, you got it wrong if you think, 60 years going forward, everybody's going to have forgotten you. You're not going to know anybody. It's going to be lonely. I mean, I only want to go 20 years in the future. Then I get to meet my grandkids. It'll be kind of fun, me and my kids being about the same age, arguing about how to raise the grandkids. And
that's awesome.
I mean, for those of you who think you could go back in the past and make a lot of money, you guys are going to forget when all of these crashes happen. You're going to forget all the details. You're going to mess them up, and you're going to make the place a catastrophe. Go to the future. You aren't going to run into yourself because you're stuck in this craft place anyway, and hang out with your family.
You going, Matt?
I'm processing that argument. I'm not worried so much about the loneliness factor, but that may be just because I'm not a real social person to begin with. I don't want to run into my kids in the future. I think that would be traumatic if I disappeared in their timeline and then reappeared, 20 years later. With no time passing for me, but they've grieved and been through the loss.
So how are you guys who are going future in time, how are you going to deal with ID and papers?
Well, come on, I had my wallet in the room when I went in there.
Now, that's the thing, man. I mean, 20 years from now, things could be different. You could be effectively classified as an illegal alien and get shipped off.
Yeah, but there's no place to ship off to. That's the thing. You're looking at, I moved right now, left this time, and returned into a world that was exactly like this time. Then you might have it right. But in 20 years, technology, I'm telling you, it will have reached the point where, because of the number of people we have on the Earth, muscle cannot produce enough energy. Muscle cannot produce enough food. So what you're looking at is machines, robots will have taken over not only just the basic things, but all of the things to the point where everybody has enough food, has enough energy, has enough clean water. The whole world will eventually, in 20, 25 years, become a utopia. It won't matter who you are. You can just say, hey, I'm Danny. That's it. So is that okay? And be like, yeah, man, you got a house? Because here, boop, had a robot build you a house.
So what are you going to do for a living in the future, Danny?
Whatever you want.
Exactly. I'm going to be a storyteller, man. That's what I'm going
to
do.
What do you say, Cray? You seem to have an opinion on this.
I'll tell you what, gentlemen, is I'm looking over this manual, and it appears that we might be able to go in 20-year increments more than once, but just one direction. So, Michael, we could drop you off at the 20-year mark and then send Danny over to 60, but that would still... I'm still a little bit torn between forward or backwards, just bringing that new point up.
That's actually a really, really good idea. So you're saying that you're going to drop Maddie off. Is Maddie going to lay the foundation for the people coming 20 years after that?
That's a great thought. I think that we could be a little bit more deliberate about what we do. Time will be on our side, so to speak.
So we'd have to map it out and say who was going to go where and when.
I don't hear a lot of people from the past speaking up now. Are you just all convinced you're going forward?
Oh no, man!
No. I'm still sold on the past and the technology that we have. Could you imagine if we introduced that into the past and what the future that we're living in now would be like if we did that from the 80s?
Yes, but the technology we have now. Do you know how to implement any? Like, could you go back and build a computer or? Could you go back and do some sort of new surgery or tell someone how to make some crazy pharmaceutical? We're fooling ourselves if we think we're going to save the world.
I'm not looking to save the world. I'm looking to help.
Well, see, I don't care about saving the world. I care about saving some money. Go back. There's enough easy stock to... There's enough easy ways to go back and make some money on some of the big stocks and at least when you go back, you know what you're going into. You're going forward. You think it's going to be utopia. It could be a dump. It could be a war zone.
There could be nothing here. There could be nothing.
You could pop up and the whole world's been nuked. So the thing comes up and you all die and that's the end of it.
Yeah, I mean, this is true. What if you go 20 years ahead? I'm sorry. And it's Donald Trump who's the president.
Yeah. Can you kill yourself? Assisted suicide, okay?
He can only be in for 8.
We could always move to Canada.
He could only be in for 8. He may not get voted in for another 10 years.
I mean, the thing is, it's comfortable going into the past. You know what's going on. Let's face it. I mean, you can bet on the horses, or you can bet on the, you know, it's comfortable. It's like putting on an old pair of shoes. Why wouldn't you go back?
Yes, but it's not about the money, and it's not about that at all. It's about helping change perceptions of society, right?
No.
So I think that's the greatest thing that opportunity we would have to be able to do that is to go back and help try to change perceptions of people. I'm not going to bring back, I can't build a computer. I wouldn't know the first thing about showing them these new medicines and vaccines that we have today. But at least, you know, these sci-fi things that we can go back and help change the way people are working and seeing things.
So I think if you go back, you're going to get that opportunity. Most people could either go in there. There's already people that exist in this day and age, or even back with it, that kind of they have a hard time getting people to see forward. I'm greedy. I'm going back solely for the money.
Okay. What about what's the story, Maddie? You got your hand up, Mimo.
No, I'm just thinking if I take my lovely Android smartphone and I go 20 years in the past, it's going to be a worthless piece of crap because there's no network to connect it to. Internet speeds are slow. So I say if we're going to go back, and I'm willing to entertain this as a possibility, you got to make it like 100 years. I mean, you got to take yourself out of your current state of being and try something completely different, like go back to the Wild West or go back to Elizabethan England or something that's completely different from what we've been doing right now.
How are you going to deal with time paradoxes, and how are you going to deal with the grandfather effect?
Keep it in your pants.
Yeah, and how are you gonna get to England? Because you're in Caltech. You're in California. it'll take you another year to get to England.
Sure, be fine. Take a boat. It'll be awesome.
Maybe we should just set it right before the gold rush. I mean, let's be deliberate. Let's see where we're at and what was there at a certain time.
Sure, I'll go sell shovels.
Hi, Danny. What's up, man?
No. You can't. I mean, Maddie, I don't mean to disagree with you, but I'm going to disagree with you. You can't. We're not Doc Brown. Okay. We're not going to go back in time and invent a barn sized machine that makes an ice cube. It's everything that you do when you go in the past, you are devolving the society. You're going to a place. I mean, you talk Elizabethan England. Great. Wasn't that Black Plague? Was that Black Plague? I can't remember where Black Plague came in, but it was somewhere in there. And these are things that we would not be, one, prepared for, and two, as I think it was Michael said, yeah, okay, I want to go to England. See you in a year, if you live, if you make it on the ship and the rats don't eat you and you don't run, you don't get scurvy. You don't even know what scurvy is anymore. I don't think anybody gets scurvy, but it was commonplace.
You get a ticket on Titanic?
Yeah, it's just, how do we, yeah, there you go, get on the Titanic.
Well, let's not forget that I initially argued for the forward position.
But it's, I mean, let's face it, the chicks aren't going to be hot in the past.
I disagree too.
Chicks have been hot through all of time. That's how society continues.
That's how we got here.
Do you really think that Elizabethan England, you're going to find a girl with teeth?
Who cares?
Oh, teeth get in the way. What do you? Oop.
Teeth are overrated.
Are you talking about now or in the past?
I still can't see you guys getting and building a boat.
Oh.
Ah. Your cable TV is experiencing difficulties. Please do not panic. Resist the temptation to read or talk to loved ones. Do not attempt sexual relations, as years of TV radiation have left your genitals withered and useless.
Okay, because I think this is a cluster, you know? And I also think your reasons for going into the future are horrible.
I agree.
In the future?
Absolutely horrible. Horrible, man. You know what America's like with the damn CIA. You'll end up in the future and you'll all be up in the can. You'll spend the next 50 years of your life in prison.
No.
Or the mental world.
There's no way you...
No, sorry.
No way.
The past is certainly more secure.
No, how is the past more secure?
Because you know it still exists.
Happened. Yes.
you have an idea of this is what happened. Where was Caltech 20 years ago? Other than in California. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Me too. I can't even find good Wi-Fi there.
No, but think about it. Most of life's stress is created by going into the unknown. You would know everything that happens. I mean, that could be boring too, but you would know everything that happens. What?
No, no, no. I that is a premise for you, perhaps. I do not believe that is true universally. Going into the unknown, for me personally, has always been thrilling. Just me, maybe. But that's...
I swear to God, if you go 20 years into the future, you guys are all going to end up in prison. Because firstly, please. I'm not sure you could like order a sandwich and all, you know, without somebody saying, those dudes are weird.
Yeah, I get that now. Are you kidding?
Yes, it's going to say the same thing. That happens to me all the time.
They're not going to throw you in prison.
This smoke is starting to suffocate me. Can we get like a head count on who's where so we can try and really decide which way we're going with this time machine before we die?
Forward 20 years.
Okay, we got one for
past 100.
Forward at least 60.
Who was that? Maddie?
Forward 20.
Wow.
I said forward at least 60.
Wow. I never realized this because most guys said past. What about you past guys?
I'm still stuck going to the past, man. Yep. I don't want to end up in some place where Trump is still running the world.
Dude, you'll be in California with a Canadian passport as well. You don't want to be there 20 years from now.
You never know, 20 years from now, maybe we'll be part of America.
Well, guys, I really think that the 20-year increments is key, and I think we could be deliberate and, you know, watch out for each other because we're all we know in this crazy... Everyone's going to think we're nuts, regardless of what direction we go.
No, I totally don't think... you're totally wrong that they're not going to know what happened to us. They know we all went into this room. In the future, they'll be looking for us.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to say the manual had a classified sticker on it. So really, it's off the books. It's like Guantanamo.
Yeah, but you know, eventually, classified stuff gets unclassified.
Would you look up your wives? You gotta remember they're 20 years on, or are you gonna look for somebody new?
Well, I might stalk my wife.
Me too.
Oh, that's not good. But I will look up my wife. I will definitely find my wife.
I'm going to look for somebody who's younger.
Of course you look them up.
I find her, tell her what happened, and tell her I hope she's happy. And because I love her more than I love me. If she's happy with some other dude, that's fine. If he's not better than me, then I'll just take her back. Because I'm 20 years younger.
Hey, fist bump, Danny.
Yeah, she's in the 50s now, so she'll be, you know, she's in her mid-50s, maybe dating some old 50-year-old guy. I'm in my mid-40s, have always been awesome. Yeah, so, yeah, I'd bump him off. Not bump him off, but I'd nudge him out of the way.
Who's going 60 years into the future?
That would be me.
I'm sorry, I don't see an avatar there. Is that you, Brandon?
No, it's Maddie.
Oh, Maddie, the Skype on my end. Okay, you're going 60 years. Why 60? I'm curious.
Oh, I think at least 60, because I don't want to run into anybody I know now. If we're going to go, let's go.
So you want a fresh start?
Absolutely.
All right, now let's transpose that. Let's say how much can change in 60 years. If you went backwards, what would 60 years ago have been like? You'd be talking, what, mid-50s?
Yeah.
Okay, so that doesn't seem too bad. Are you worried about language?
No, well, not going back. I'm an English-speaking white guy. I mean, the 50s is a perfect place for me to be.
And have you seen the book about the 50s with your wives, how they're supposed to bring you your shoes when you come home and have a hot dinner and keep the kids away so you can relax? That sounds like a freaking piece of heaven to me.
No, come on. You got to go to work. You got to go to work.
That's okay. I can do that.
We still have resources. I mean, I'd have to figure even in the 50s, we might be able to power our smartphones and at least access whatever we have on them, whatever little bit of info, and we could all make new lives.
No, come on. I'm a stay-at-home dad.
40, 60, 80 years. I think we can all agree that number of years aren't as important as the direction.
I'm a stay-at-home dad. I'm living the 50s wife lifestyle as a man.
Yep.
You made dinner from scratch.
Hang on a minute. So you're saying you don't want to go back in time because you're going to have to work?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're going to have to work like 7 hours a day instead of like freaking 14. That sounds like a hell of a deal to me. And someone's going to do your laundry. And someone's going to make you dinner. And someone's going to rub your feet. That sounds like a hell of a deal.
Bring you a martini.
Yes, but every job you do, it'll drive you crazy. You'll be thinking, oh, if I only had a computer, this would take such little time.
Dude, that's if you true. Went back in time, though, effectively, you could make your own money.
Yeah.
Oh, let's just go buy part of Abbot Kinney down here in California that's not too far away and sit on it for 50 years because they just sold like 3 shops for like $450 million. So if that's what you want to do, go in the past and just buy up a bunch of property. We're done.
Where are you going to get your money to buy all this stuff in the past?
But yeah, where are you getting your money? How are you starting out? Granted, you know, you can start a new life a lot easier 50 years ago or 60 years ago than you could right now. Right now, starting a new life means that there's an electronic paper trail, so to speak, that's going to need to be filled out. It's going to be more difficult. You go back 60 years. Yeah, my name's Bob Marley. Yeah, it is. You can be anybody, do anything, start a job, get what you're going. But how are you going to make enough money to buy any property? What are you going to do?
I have $800 in cash, but I'm looking at the notes and it says it was printed in 1998. So clearly that's not going to work if we go too far back.
Yeah, but with our wits, we could go back. And I mean, those stagecoaches. You know, I wouldn't have no problem, you know, taking care of some business in that aspect and coming back and buying property.
So hang on, all right, you're all there. You're in the forest. What year are you back to? Are you back to Trevor? What year?
Well, I guess. Well, you know, I would actually. I said originally 100. I'd go back 100 years.
You would go back 100 years.
1915. Sure.
I'm not giving up air conditioning.
That's too far for about the property aspect of it. That's too far, but. But yeah, I think it would be interesting. I think it would be fun. I think it would be something that it just with the knowledge that we have together, what we could do in that time frame would be amazing.
I can't imagine going back that far and dying diseases that I know could be cured.
you do understand you're going to be in the middle of where Caltech is. You're going to have to walk to wherever the hell it is you're going. You all look like freaks and Danny, you got something to say?
Well, yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt, but yeah. Okay, so 100 years? No, negative. Not at all. 1914. What happened in 1914? Anybody remember? Anybody know? There was something...
America avoided going into World War
One. Worldwide, yeah. So, it's a little bit after, but that's what's going on right now for America. It is the world in a state of tension. They're looking at weirdos like they're aliens. That time you would find that point where you walk in and go, hey, you got any transistor radios? And they'll say, commie, and shoot you. You know, there's no.
Well, commies actually were okay up until I think the end of the Second World War. And America didn't join the First World War until 1918, and it was a purely volunteer basis. So you're pretty much okay.
Yeah, but the...
With the exception of the Canadian, but I think they were all conscripts too.
But the atmosphere.
Yeah, back in those days, the Queen would have sent us cannon fodder.
So I think you're pretty much safe from wars, and I don't see any minorities here. So you guys are pretty cool. You're just going to have to walk out of that forest. I mean, but I'm telling you now, 100 years ago, you're going to have to make a good case, Trevor.
Oh yeah, no, that's fine. I mean, I don't even need to go the 100 years. I could go 20. I would love to see myself when I was a kid and be able to just whisper things in his ear and be like, look, when this comes, I don't know.
Paradox.
But I would prefer go to the past. I have no idea about the future. The technology could be so mind-boggling. And yeah, we may not be able to walk through a door. We may be standing in a building, but we may be more screwed in that room in 100 years than we are right now if we just let this place burn down with us in it.
Go ahead, Danny.
No, I disagree. No, whatever may come in the future is going to be better from the past. And let's say, now I was talking 20 years. 20 years was good for me to go. I mean, that's fine. I can go 60 even. I got to tell you, 20 years, you're looking at the cyclical. This is my hands down. This is it. Cyclical nature of fashion. Every 20 years or so from this date, the miniskirt comes back. Boom. Drop mic. That's it.
Well, no matter what, we just have to pick forward or back. Because no matter what, we should only go in 20-year increments anyway. And then we can peek out the door and go, oh, maybe we don't like this. Okay, let's go 20 more, right?
Smart man.
Well, at least you always you always know where you can go. You're going back, you can go, okay, I'm going in the 80s, going to be in the U.S. in the 80s, okay, not so bad. Hey, do you want to keep going? Going to be in the 60s, you know, or I guess, you know, in the 90s, then back to the 70s. And so at least you can kind of have an idea of where you're going. You know the stability, you know what's going on. Going ahead is just a big crapshoot.
Michael? Have we lost Michael? Because he just put his hand up.
Hey, it's my bad. My bad. I got, I forgot about muting. Unmuting. But I hear so much about comfort in knowing what you're going back to. But, you know, we know the history that we read in a history book, but we don't know exactly what our life's going to be. It's not going to be as comfortable as you think it is. And you know, so many, I hear so much about being afraid of what the future is going to be like, that it's going to be freaky, like you don't know what's going to happen, and it could be great, boggle our minds. The future is just like tomorrow. It's, you just can't be afraid of the thing you don't know. It's going to be exciting. And I think it's worth trying to do something new and interesting. This is America. We love the new, the interesting, the next.
No one's brought up global warming. Not one person.
Well, yeah, that's because everybody really understands that that's not the thing we need to be scared of in the future. But
if we go too far, California might be in the ocean.
Very true.
That's a really good point.
Are we all deniers here of global warming? We don't think it's going to happen, so you're just basically going to wake up and it's going to be as it is today?
I think even 100 years isn't going to be very different from today.
Functionally, obviously we all are, because no one's brought that up yet. It's not. We really don't think it's going to happen.
Go on. It's even, no matter what, maybe any global changes that may or may not be happening. I'm not here to argue that. I'm not going to talk about that, because we have to get out of a room that's going to be caught on fire within the next 15 minutes, I think, or maybe six. I don't know. But the future doesn't have to worry about that, because of the advances in technology, which has reached the takeoff point at this point. Do you understand? In the next 5 years or so, we will be able to regenerate tissue. All right, body tissue. We will have people that can regenerate a piece of their finger. This is a simple process for the human body, and scientists are right now at the point where they're just about to tip over, where they understand it and can implement it probably in the next 5 years. That's what most of the science journals and what have you are saying. It may be longer, but let's say it's 10 years. We go 20 years in the future. It doesn't matter what's wrong with you. Hey, you know, you've got a heart condition, you hypertension, you got whatever. They can fix that. And global warming is... in reality, when technology reaches the takeoff point, even global warming is not an issue anymore. Everything can be repaired.
Well, speaking of warming, that door's getting hot. You're on your 10-minute call, man. I don't know. Are we going forward or are we going backwards?
Forward.
Forward.
Still 10-minute warning, though. You got 10 minutes. I mean...
Still saying forward.
I'll go forward.
Back.
Craig, where are you going?
Let's do a count, because I'm still a little undecided.
You're going to me anyways, you're going future too. You also, without global warming and stuff to be concerned about, you still have world overpopulation. You have, it's not getting better with regards to the population. We're getting more people. There's going to be less food, less clean water. It's a giant unknown. It could be a shitstorm.
Well, this is the thing. What if you go into the future and, let's face it, you're all eating bio burgers or Soylent Green?
Well, maybe not Soylent Green, but you will be eating genetically modified foods. That's got to happen. There's no way that we can live as a society with probably what will be 9 or 10 billion people on the earth at that point. You know what they're going to have? Siberia. They're going to have Siberia plowed with genetically modified corn and wheat and beans and what have you that can resist the cold and will be produced from there. Russia will be a superpower for food.
It will. Are you working for Monsanto?
For the technology. No, I'm not.
You mentioned Russia. That's a good idea. What about politics?
Politics is going to change a lot, because in the next 20 years, you're looking at, well, let's say for the UK, Great Britain, they're on the verge of a financial rebellion. They're at the point where their people are going to basically stand up and just say, look, we've bailed you out too many times. All the crap that you've gone through and put us through, we're getting rid of that. It's just not going to happen. They're going to rebalance the British economy. And it, what it's going to do is they're going to be forced to build a matrix, basically, of institutions that support innovation, investment in the new technology and scientific breakthroughs. Everything that you need to be an economic world leader is just sitting in the British economy right now. And it's waiting for basically the people to just get fed up with it. And then they will force it to be, you know, turn it in a new direction.
So, but technically you could go 20 years into the future, step out, have a look around. And if you don't like the temperature of the water, get back in, right?
Well, that's what people are saying, but I don't know that we can.
I will change my vote to future as long as it is agreed that we only go 20 years at a time. Why do we need to jump 60 and go, oh, maybe we should have gone 40 instead to be able to do this, right? I will go forward only if we go 20 years at a time.
20 years. Booyah. Thanks for joining the team, Trevor. All right, Brett, what you got, man?
I'm still staying in the past, man. I like the known over the unknown. Everything you're saying sounds good, but it's all speculation. There's no evidence that any of that's going to be there.
I'm going to put my two cents in and make a point that I don't think 20 years is much more than a chip shot. And whether it's forward or backwards, it's not a huge change. 20 years ago is what, 1995? I mean, sure, it was different, but 75 to 95, 95 to you know, it's just, I'm good with either way, honestly, as long as we just go the 20 years. For the decision we need to make right now.
What about the, now, before Danny jumps in here, what about the logistics of leaving the time machine in the forest?
Well, that's a great point.
Yeah, we cannot leave the machine.
I think we're just going to have to make a plan on who gets off at what increment, obviously one way or the other, and try and be a little bit deliberate about contacting each other.
Go, Danny.
Well, I was just going to say 20 years not making a big difference. That's to me, that's just a huge, Craig, you're wearing your blinders at this point. 20 years from 20 years in the past, granted, where you look at it, you're like, yeah, it was just there because we were all there and we lived through it. Look at the last 5 years for smartphones. Look at the 5 years for touch screens, all the technology that we have right now that 5 years ago was like, well, we're going to have that someday. You look right now where technology is moving to a point in all fields where it's going to touch everything. And in 20 years, we're going to have monumental changes. We go back 20 years, we can't do anything. We don't have, granted, I'm going to go try to find a job in the 90s. Look, I had a job in the 90s, okay? I don't want to go back to the 90s.
I'm curious to know where all you future guys' wealth is coming from.
That's what I'm afraid of, is the wealth and navigating society, even in the 20 years, getting IDs, getting, you know, we're going to be naked with no money. I mean, not literally naked, but might as well be.
But if you go just 20 years, you've got family. And I think this is a thing no one's talking about. We're talking about history, technology. But come on, we've all invested our time in family. That's why we're stay-at-home dads. 20 years from now, you've got a family structure that's going to be happy to see you, whether you're there. It's kind of weird and crazy and, whoa, you look just like I saw you 20 years ago. But they're going to be like, give you a big hug. Dad, come on. Didn't you see Field of Dreams? It's exciting when you get to see your family again. So that's the connection that the future is worth.
You're right, because if we go backwards, my family won't exist 20 years ago. And if I go meet my, if I go to where I met my wife, she's going to think I'm a creepy old guy. So, all right, I'm all for 20 years forward and possibly further.
What happens if you get 20 years in the future and your kids and everybody have gone down the crapper because they don't know what happened to dad to get there and they're smoking crack and living on the street?
But at least they were born, whereas the other way they weren't.
And you don't think you've made a good enough impression on your kids at this point that it's not gonna turn them in the right direction? Come on. If not, kids, quit your job. Get a new one.
My kids are 1 and 2. Hell, they wouldn't even know who the hell I was 20 years from now.
Can I just say, the time machines have been invented. You've seen it. It's in the room. What's to say that they don't just make another one in the future and you could go back to the past? No one said that.
Touche. They just said it had to be rebuilt.
That's right.
No, no, no. The one you have needs to be rebuilt, but the technology exists. If you went backwards, there's no chance of you getting to your current day. If you go forwards, you could effectively use the technology that somebody has already developed in that day and hop the next bus back.
Yeah, Brett, we'll let you go back. You go forward with us, and then we'll let you have the time machine go back.
Yeah, maybe you can rebuild the gearbox. I mean, I'm sure Tesla, it's very simply put.
Dude, you're stay-at-home dads. I can't see anybody here rebuilding a time machine gearbox.
I'm just trying to persuade him now.
Wait a minute, though. But if we have a sample right there, we know how it works going forward. We can't open it up and figure out how they built it. Reverse technology building a time machine would be a hell of a lot easier than trying to build a time machine in the first
Matty
place.
Can.
We can't get Skyping off of our podcast.
That's Skype's problem. That's Skype's problem, not our problem.
I think there's other solutions.
My phone might work in the future.
So you're saying that if you go, this is the thing, if you go into the future, you're going to see your family again. You are going to see family, because if we all go into the past, none of us are potentially going to see our kids.
It's a personal call.
I will see family. You guys won't. We're in California. Where do you think you're going?
No, but the thing is, this is the question as well. Do our kids become relevant?
Well, at 20 years, that's a personal decision we can all make. But if anyone's going to want to go a lot further, look me up when you get there. I'm 41, so I only got 40, 50 years. And I'm not betting on technology to regenerate my heart when it goes bad.
Does this say something about the way we think about the future and the past? If you want to go forward, you still want to see everybody. If you want to go past back, you probably want to forget.
Well, I don't think it's possible to connect with the family if you go backwards.
Yeah, I don't know that, David, if you're making like a philosophical jump, that if we want to go to the future, we want to reconnect with our kids, but if we want to go to the past, we don't, per se.
That's an idea, yeah. Though, because the thing is...
Go ahead.
Whoa, are we all out of time? The wall has come crashing in, you've jumped into the machine, and we've all gone 20 years into the future.
Yes.
I think that's what happened.
My brothers. Cool.
You're now in the middle of the forest. You're all looking for your way in the world. I hope you all find it.
In the future?
20 years ahead. Because you've got to remember now, if you want to do that additional jump, you're going to have to go to civilization, take a look-see, and then walk back into the forest and hope no one's nicked your machine.
Yeah.
Well, you're talking the future. The future isn't forest. The past is the possible forest, so I'm not with you on that.
20 years, it's pine forest, isn't it, out there in SoCal? Oh, you're right.
Yeah, there would be no forest here.
Oh, dear. That's true. You could end up in the middle of a wall.
We could end up in the middle of a desert. That would probably be more.
I think it's a safe bet that 20 years from now, Caltech, this room, is going to still exist. Or Agreed. At least the school isn't likely gone. It's just 20 years.
Oh, yeah, I've already heard of earthquakes. It's supposedly supposed to happen in the next 5 years. So 2.5 to 5 years. But, you know, who knows? Yeah, okay.
That is a good point.
There's the higher education bubble that's coming.
Yeah, I feel the risk is less at 20 years, whether either direction. But I'm really going towards the future now. I've been persuaded.
As have I.
All right, all right, folks, we're going to have to tie this podcast up. I'm going to call it. I want a show of hands. Who is still going into the future? Okay, let's start with you, Danny. You were first. You still going to the future, mate?
Absolutely.
How far are you going?
Only take 20 years. I want to make sure we jump first, and just to make sure what's going on in 20 years. Then we can move forward if we need to.
Mr. Brett in the Great White North.
I'm still a past guy.
How far?
20.
20. Craig?
I'm up for 20 futures.
Wow. Maddie?
I'm gonna go future, and I'm gonna say let's do the first 20 and take a look around, and if we want to go farther, we can.
Wow. Okay, Brandon. Have we lost Brandon? Wow, we've lost Brandon altogether. He's already in the future, dude. You're stuck in the in the room.
Yeah, we're talking. He took the machine back 100 years.
Yeah, no, here it is.
Left us to die.
Check. I had the mic on mute, so I would go 20 years in the future.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, man. You're 20 years into the future. And what about Trevor? Did I get to Trevor?
You have not gotten to me. I am converted. I would say 20 years into the future.
Wow. So we only have one for the past and Michael?
I think it's unanimous. 20 future.
Well, unanimous with the exception of the Canadian, and you can consider whether or not you want to include his vote. I don't think he actually gets to vote in California, so yeah. Do you know what? I would never have guessed. I would never have guessed. I think Keith said the past. That's what he said. And I would almost certainly go into the past. Absolutely go into the past. I find going into the unknown to be scary, and I find going into the past to be secure. But you guys are going into the future. Anyway, that's it for this week. That was an excellent sad pod.
That was a good discussion. I want to hear this one. I really do.
Okay, so this is my thought too. Is this the type of the conversation that it's actually going to be? Because this is such an abstract concept, right? That
no, it's not going to be. This is a conversation. You got to remember when we started, we had a lot of trouble talking. Okay, I'm just going to say. Normally, I would give a spiel. I'd end it, and the music would run. Okay, but
oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
No, that's cool, because normally we would just pause now, and I would just finish it up. You know, I'd say. I'd say anyway, connect with us through feedback on our Facebook page or Twitter, or when we figure out the webpage thingy, and subscribe to iTunes and join for us next week when this gets real. Give a quick goodbye, guys. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
I'll see you in the future.
See you. Okay, now.
We'll see you in the past when we get there with our rebuild time machine. It's just another ordinary, typical day. I hope my baby sister doesn't get in the way. I'm ready for another super daddy one day.
Epilogue. So that was Betapod. In the lead-up, I had to beg people to argue for going forward so we could have a balanced discussion, but it turned out that that's where they really wanted to go all along. And now looking back, if I were writing it today, I wouldn't make it a machine. I would make it a portal with two different options, as having a machine creates problems that often make the scenario more complex than it needs to be. I would also make the time 50-year increments. Given that we're all primary carers, family undeniably comes first. And this argument proved trumps. So unless you want to get into the uneasy ethical dilemma of abandoning your family, a question I raised but pretty quickly realized was a rabbit hole I didn't want to go down, 50 years would make it more palatable. So before I geek out too much about time travel, there is one thing that I want to address just in case this podcast ever gets released into the big bad world, and it's the comment about women not being hot in the past. And yes, it is a stupid comment, but before there's a cry of misogyny, I want anyone listening to realize that it was meant as a humorous comment about hygiene and health in the past, rather than objectifying women or having a dig at women in Elizabethan times. And further, any follow-up was just a bunch of stay-at-home dads making stupid jokes. And yes, they were stupid jokes. But please remember, we all live a lifestyle where we support the careers and advancement of our wives, often sacrificing our own professional aspirations. So stupid off-the-cuff jokes aside, we walk the walk of equality in a way that few others have any experience. So please, if this offends you, I'm truly sorry, and I hope you can forgive us. So here are some of my thoughts. You see, all I wanted to do was create a risk assessment scenario, because that's all it is, a risk assessment. You're trying to determine which outcome poses the least chance of harm or death. And to do this, you really have to explore the question. You see, to me, it offers five choices. Go forward, go backward, by how much, but there is also the unspoken question of choosing anonymity or fame. In our current life, we are just a cog in a very big wheel, with little influence on things like fame and fortune. Throw time travel into the mix, and that changes greatly. So, for example, do you want fame and fortune? I mean, what's the risk-reward? And I mean, exactly how are you going to achieve it? And then to navigate these five choices, you have to consider a number of other variables, like the nature of time. You see, if we use science fiction as our guide, there are two alternate versions of time, at least that I'm aware of. There is the linear timeline, or the forked or multiple timelines. With the linear timeline, it's a single line. When you go back, time is overwritten, with the process creating the possibility of a time paradox. That being where changing past events can affect the time traveler's known future. The time traveler, for example, can change his own life's trajectory, resulting in him not traveling back in time. This would be contradictory and create an absurd statement. Such a paradox would involve a time loop, the end of days, or some other similar scenario, and this is the most common trope used in science fiction. Forked or multiple timelines, on the other hand, is when you go back and change things, but the time splits into alternate realities. There are an infinite number of timelines, and there are no paradoxes. Each timeline is distinctive from the point of the fork. Now, this is quite important, as the concept of paradoxes makes everything dangerous. Forward or back, you have to act in a way that doesn't change your future. You can't alter your timeline if you go back, but you also have to prevent others from using time travel and evoking the paradoxes you've avoided. So, remember what I said about the time machine? If you're going to stop people from screwing with the past, you might want to get rid of that beastie. In a forked timeline, which of the five choices that you choose is a little easier? You are making decisions based on the reality you want without threatening yours or others' existence. This is where it gets really interesting. It's almost a pessimist versus an optimist debate. Is the future bright or dark? Is the world getting more or less stable? Now, I'm an environmental scientist. I focus on environmental topics and concerns, so I see the far future as being less stable than the past. In fact, I would argue that the past is the bird in the hand and the future is the two in the bush. That being if the bush is toxic and the birds are mutants that will eat you. But that's my view. I wanted to hear how other people saw the past versus the future. How did geopolitics and the environment figure? What is each person's skill set and how would they adapt? Did they consider their own health needs? Did they consider the effect of traveling with six others, especially in a world with paradoxes? I was curious how my fellow SADs would problem solve. For example, when discussing time increments of 20 years, would they consider things like rates of change and extrapolate? And as you heard, we got some of it, and had we not been Skyped out of existence, we would have gotten a whole lot more. And had we been able to remove family angst, we may have well found podcasting gold. But maybe that's for the best, and maybe we'll have a follow-up. Maybe Sad Pod will occasionally crack open a bottle of rum, and we'll wax lyrical about our voyage to Elizabethan England. If you have an opinion, drop us a line on Twitter or our Facebook page, or even our website. We promise to address any serious questions in future shows. I'm also interested in hearing your time travel arguments. Thanks once again to Micah and me for the use of Super Daddy Fun Day. You can hear it in its entirety at the end of the podcast. So cheers, and here's to a great 2016.
Buddy, have a good night. I'll see you. feel sorry you just tripped over my shoe. I want to make it up to you in the morning. Then I'm looking at my dad and I give him a grin, cause I know in the morning it's all gonna start again with me jumping on him. Oh, it's just another ordinary, typical day. Me and my daddy gonna go out and play. I hope my baby sister doesn't get in the way. My baby sister doesn't get in the way. I'm ready for